Just fucking unhinged, isn't it?
Just getting feral.
But it is good for a laugh, at least.
Me trying to do a winged liner and just ending up in tears.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Living Loose podcast.
With Liv and Lucy. And our last time recording together in person for a while.
Just for a while. Just for a little while till I figure out what I want to do.
Where honestly, I want to be. Same, sis. Same.
So sad.
We were like, do you know how long we've been putting off recording this episode? Like, we've both just been crying.
I know. It's been an absolute emotional roller coaster. So, we had a week off last week. And honestly, it's because we just weren't a vibe.
No, we weren't. We were struggling.
Yeah, we're not going to lie to you guys and be like, oh yeah, like we're just having such a happy-go-lucky time. We're too busy. It was literally like we were just so emotionally, physically, spiritually exhausted. Yeah. And it just like we really love this podcast being a good time and being upbeat and a bit of a comic relief of sorts, but yeah, last week just wasn't the vibe and we didn't want to spread any negative energy. We didn't want to send any out into the world. So We have recovered and we are back to you with some juicy, juicy, juicy stories.
Yeah, we've brought the goss. I'm glad we waited because I feel like now, although we're sad and we're like, what is life going to be like without each other? We're also just like back on form.
We are back on form.
Yeah.
We recuperated.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, now we're back, baby. So
so let's dive in.
Let's dive in.
Shall we?
Long, long story short, there was a special someone I was very much looking forward to seeing again while we were in the UK, and it didn't go to plan.
As these things often do. shit hit the fan, as they would say.
Shit hit the fan. So basically it's somebody from my past that I knew I was going to be seeing on this trip. I'm not even going to give him a nickname. He's so not even worth a nickname and he'll never be mentioned again after this. So This man and I really, really hit it off. He showed me a very, very lovely side of him. And I think once I knew I was going to see him on this trip, I was like kind of holding out.
Yeah.
So it was a bit like I really wasn't going out and getting attached to anybody at home. I think the closest I got was the floppy haired idiot, but I was sort of, you know, like he has a very, like the floppy haired idiot has a very complicated life. And so that was a good excuse to not get too attached. And also like in the back of my mind, I knew I was going to be seeing this other man. So
yeah, because I feel like with the floppy haired idiot, it's like you have that safety barrier of like, you know, it's not like the right time and that it can only go so far for now. Mm-hmm. And like that has kind of kept you safe, I guess, from like getting in too deep.
Yep. And yeah, I think this other guy, like when I knew like I was going to be seeing him, it was just like, okay, like I have to wait and see this person again just to know it's over, I guess, or to see if there's a chance it could like come back around. Or I don't know, I think I needed like the closure,
yeah, just to know what was up.
Yeah because yeah, the first time things happened, it didn't end well. Not like a big fight or anything, just like it was like a very intense time we spent together and then it just fizzled out. And I was really, really bummed about that. And I just hadn't quite let it go.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw a very, very different side of this person. Basically I thought even if he didn't feel the same way about me, I thought it would still be okay and
nice.
We could get on with it and have a nice time.
Yeah.
But it was the absolute opposite. It ended in, he couldn't even be in a room with me yeah, I don't want
to
get
you ended up sending him to the graveyard.
Yes, yes, okay.
And wait. I'm like, okay, well, we have to tell this story because you have to tell people what about the graveyard. Is. Yeah, like Liv has a graveyard.
It's genius. It's genius.
You tell it, yeah.
I think I saw a TikTok on it. But basically, I won't say that I came up with the idea, but I am an absolute, I don't know,
ambassador
for the idea. But basically, because I am a serial drunk texter, not anymore. I used to be a serial drunk texter. But I'd call my exes up or people that I shouldn't, and like try and rekindle things. Like here we are. So when somebody is dead to me and I should no longer contact them, I should never contact them again. Instead of deleting their number, and block and delete because you never know, but I send them to the graveyard. So I change their name to just tombstone emojis in my phone. So 3 tombstone emojis. And
are they all 3 or is all 3 like the severity?
All 3. It's okay. Always 3.
It's always, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. They're all identical. So I don't know their names. I usually, like, I don't know the numbers. If I looked hard, so basically, for example, when I decided to stop speaking to my ex-husband, Jackson, I changed his name in my phone to 3 tombstone emojis. But obviously we were together for a long time. So if I looked at the number hard enough, I'm sure I could guess it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I won't. But that way.
And also, especially when you're drunk, you wouldn't bother. Like, you would just be like, oh, is it that? Is it that? I don't know.
Well, there's like a dozen people in my phone who are who are in the graveyard. So I'm not going to play. Under no circumstances am I going to play the roulette of, am I going to call all these people that I don't like and have sent to the graveyard?
Yeah, fair.
So,
the graveyard is expanding.
Yeah, and like that way when they call me, I know not to answer because it comes up with tombstones. So perfect. It's like, someone I don't want to hear from, I don't need to answer this call, I do not need to answer this text, I can just delete and move on.
At some point, I think I did start like changing fuckboys' names in my phone to like prick or dickhead or something like that.
The Italian prick.
But then they would call and I'd be like, oh, it's dickhead.
That's a thrill.
So I think maybe like the tombstone is more effective.
Well, it just gives you like instant anxiety. Like, oh, this is somebody bad. I don't want to answer this. And because I don't know, because it's not just boys. It's like girls that I've that I don't like.
Dirty.
There's a real estate agent in there that was horrible to me. She was never one of my real estate agents or anything like that. I applied for a flat after Jackson and I split up, and she texted me bitching about me, and I was like,
by accident.
And I was like, I don't think this message was meant for me. And she was like, oh, I was texting my mom. I was like, I don't think texting your mom about a gap in my resume when I was studying is necessarily professional.
Yeah, I wouldn't say so.
No. And like 2020 to 2022 when I was studying and it was COVID.
I was going to say, it's also COVID. Like a lot of people didn't have a job. Like,
yeah. And I was like, I was just like student working, like looking after my dying father, you know, that sort of thing. And she was, she was messaging her mother bitching about it. So she's in the graveyard as well.
Bye.
But yeah, so that sort of thing. So I know if tombstones are ringing me, I do not answer. So
yeah, I love this. Yeah. I feel like I need to implement this in my life. It's very effective.
It's genius. It works for me. It might not work for other people, especially if you know their phone numbers, but it's just like reassuring that I have their numbers just in case they ring me or message me. I've only ever had one tombstone phone call and one tombstone message. Never answered it. Deleted the call log because it was giving me anxiety that it was there.
You work out who it was from the message?
No idea.
So you still didn't know?
Still don't know. And the message was just like, hey. And I was like, fuck off. Whoever this is, fuck off.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so that's interesting. But now there's about a dozen people in the graveyard, so
Long may it rain.
But yeah, so basically this encounter with this man from my past, I don't know, just like pushed me over the edge a bit. And sent me into a spiral. I think that Taylor Swift releasing like the most heartbroken album of all time on top of it already.
Yeah.
Like compiled just like the disappointment.
Oh my God, the amount of feels I had listening to that album. I was like, okay, this one reminds me of this person. This one reminds me of this person. I feel attacked. Like,
yes.
Yeah, a lot. It was a lot.
Yeah. But anyway, so I've been in my feels about that. I've been thinking about it a lot. I don't know. I think where I'm at with it is I know that people are not always going to love me. I'm not always going to get what I want. I think where it hurts the most is that, like, I really did nothing to deserve such a strong reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was only ever nice to this person when things didn't work out after, like, what can only be described as like a boyfriend experience.
Mm-hmm.
I took it on the chin like a champ. I was really excited to see this person on this trip. And yeah, I just think I know I can take accountability. I know when I've done the wrong thing and, you know, maybe like not that I've ever been treated like that before in my life, but if I'd done something to deserve it, I'd have some resolve and be okay with it. But
yeah, you can like rationalize it.
Yeah, yeah. Such an extreme reaction and like really making me feel like I'd done something wrong or like something like criminal or I don't know, to be treated with such disdain for just liking this person and being patient with this person and being excited to see this person has really left a bad taste in my mouth. I wouldn't go so far as heartbreak, but like pretty close.
Affected. Like definitely really affected you. Yeah.
Really rattled. Yeah. So that was why I was bummed out last week. I think Lucy caught my feels from that because I was just so.
I think, do you know what? Like, was Mercury drinking Gatorade or something? Because I feel like there was just something in the air and it was just heavy and dense. And do you know what as well? I think it also didn't help. Like, we have been so, like, on the go.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we were fucking exhausted. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we were so, like, drained of everything. Mm-hmm. We were just like, yeah, I actually think we just need, like, a break. Like, mm-hmm. we just need to chill out, look after each other,
mm-hmm.
And enjoy our time together.
I know, because like, our days are numbered.
I know, literally. Like, Liv leaves tomorrow, and I'm like, and what about me?
I know. She literally, we had a little moment before, and I think I cried a little bit, then Lucy started crying, and she looks at me, and she's like, should we record? And I was like, Lucy, you still have tears down your face.
She's like, I think we can afford to give it an hour.
Yeah, I think we need an hour, have a glass of wine, and just, like, off we go again.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that was my recent huge blow in the dating world.
Yeah.
We do have more roster updates. So, Lucy, do you want to take it from here?
Okay, can I preface my roster updates with, welcome to the girls chat.
Mm-hmm.
This is a judgment-free zone.
Mm-hmm.
And
Lulu is DeLulu.
Lulu is a little DeLulu, I'm not going to lie. Yeah, okay. So, obviously, Italian pricked, if you haven't listened to the last two episodes, I think we bagged him out, to be fair. Then maybe catch up on those. But yeah, basically he came back. We've been chatting a bit again. I know everyone's just lost a little bit of respect for me. I've lost a lot of respect for myself.
What was it? You like picked up Duolingo yesterday. I was like, do you feel a bit pathetic every time you open that up?
And I was like, yeah, I absolutely do. But then I very quickly become addicted to it. And I'm like, I'm so fucking good at learning languages. Like, I might just switch the language and like learn something new. Cause I'm like, I'm so into the Duolingo. Like, I'm on there for 5 minutes and I want to just keep going.
I know. You feel like an A+ student.
Yeah. I feel like I'm learning. Yeah. As someone who's been modeling for 10 years, it feels great to be learning.
That's like, how I feel about learning Gaelic, though.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, this is so useless. Like, there's, like, what, 11,000 people in the world that speak, like, Scots Gaelic.
Yeah.
And
you're like, but I'm going to be one of them.
I know. And it's so useless. Like, I'll never be able to use it. But it's like, preserve the heritage, guys. Preserve the history. But anyway, sorry, back to your Duolingo. Well, no, back to your Italian prick.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, I feel like that just is what it is. Like, it's not that deep. I'm not really, like, we all know what it is. It's actually, it's enjoying, almost become comical at this point.
It's hilarious. But enjoy the attention.
Yeah.
Enjoy making that man work.
Yeah, I mean,
for potentially nothing.
I was going to say, like, I'm just not even, I think there is no end goal there. It just, like, is what it is. And I'm like, eh. But a little update that I didn't tell Liv about yet, because I was about to tell her and she was like, save it for the pod.
I like authentic reactions.
Yeah.
I was around too many producers in a past life.
Well, yesterday, I was out with our friend B. We had a fucking fabulous day. It was so funny.
I'm so sorry to interrupt, but can I just like tell you what I sent to my mom?
What was it?
Because so I was at a wedding and I came back to, so we've been staying in a hotel with Lucy, B and myself. And I got back to the hotel room. Somebody had vomited. You were both eating McDonald's. B's a vegan. B also doesn't drink very much. So you were both smashed eating McDonald's. Somebody's vomited and I couldn't get a straight answer out of who's vomited. And then Lucy's like, I've got three new boyfriends. And B's like, I've been sending poetry and nudes.
And,
I'm like,
and I was like, and this is what happens when you leave us alone, Liv. Like, oh, this is God. The kind of carnage that ensues.
Oh, my God. I'm, like, texting my mum. So it got to a point where you were both snoring on either side of me. And I'm texting my mum, like, my little chaos piglets are snoring either side of me.
That's the best way to describe us yesterday.
Okay. Sorry, okay. So something happened with the Italian yesterday.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, he like, he called me when we were at afternoon tea and I was like, what up, but I'm at afternoon tea. And then not long after that was like messaging me like, oh, have you spoken to my ex-girlfriend? And I was like, no, like, why would I? Like, hey, what up, girl? I was like, why the fuck would I do that? And he was like, no, like, are you sure? Like, has B or has Liv? And I was just like, no, like, I'm pretty sure they would tell me that. And also, like, why the fuck would we? Like, I didn't want to say to him, like, none of us fucking care at this point. Like, it's...
We care
about her. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like,
we know
none of us care
pig.
About you that much. Yeah. Exactly. So, and then he was like, oh, she's, like, called me really upset. And I was just like, okay, cool. Like, cool. Like, what do you want from me? Like... Okay.
Maybe if you didn't cheat on her, she wouldn't be upset.
Yeah. And then anyways, he said that they hadn't spoken or whatever. And basically she'd like seen that he'd been liking my Instagram posts and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Because he went through and liked every single thing the other day.
Yeah. And then so he was like, oh, so now she knows that we're like talking again. And I was just like, okay, well, like if she didn't know that, like, if you guys weren't either getting back together or you had given her hope that you would be getting back together, then why the fuck would she care that you're liking my shit? Like, who cares?
Because I bet they didn't break up.
Like, I'm sure this girl has much better things to be doing than stalking my Instagram. Like, this isn't a her blame thing. Like, I'm like, you're being
sus. This is on you, homeboy.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, that was that. So I'm just a bit like, ugh. Anyway, I think in my head I was like, oh, do you know what? If this could be like a bit of fun or whatever, then cool, let's see it out. But otherwise I was like kind of off it anyway. But yeah, then who's my other boyfriend yesterday?
Oh, the poet.
Oh, well, okay, no. The second one was a sexy bouncer.
Oh, yeah. Sexy bouncer. Stormzy.
He literally looked like Stormzy, though. Like, I thought it... I mean, I was quite drunk, but I did think it was. And then I, like, turned and looked again, and I was like, oh, yeah, no, definitely not. But still hot. So, anyway, that was that.
It's just, like, the beer goggles were like, yes.
Yeah.
No.
but yeah,
I do think so. Anyways, that was that. Third new boyfriend,
the poet
who
has been in the DMs for a little while.
Yeah, and I think we've been like socially, medially acquainted for probably like well over a year.
Okay.
And yeah, just started chatting like a lot more in the past few days. And
he's a vibe, you guys.
He's vibes upon vibes. Like, he's funny, he's really cute.
Good communication.
Very sweet.
Affirming.
Yeah. Honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically really into that.
Basically everything opposite of a fuckboy so far.
So far, yeah.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
So, yeah, so we have planned a date at some point. I think maybe next week. We'll see.
You guys should see the messages he sends her, though. He's just like, you are so beautiful. How did I get so lucky as to be able to message you?
It's so cute.
It's so cute.
He was like, oh, I hear, like, your dating horror stories and stuff. And he was like, and every time I, like, see them, I'm just like, I just think to myself, how the fuck do these dudes not realize they're just the luckiest person in the world? And I'm like, oh my god, stop.
It's like I love that he knows that these other dickheads have fumbled so fucking hard.
Yeah, he's like, I would never, but we'll see.
We'll find out.
We'll fuck around and find out. That's my favorite of your sayings. Fuck around and find out.
I do say that a lot, don't I?
Yeah.
I've been saying it a lot lately.
Probably because we've been hanging out a lot lately.
No.
We fuck around a lot.
I know. Don't we just? Don't we just? It's kind of incredible. Oh, God.
So, that's my roster update.
Wait,
Rudy.
So when are you going on a date with him next week?
Yeah, because I think that is when I will be in his hood. But I will.
Should we tell them why we call him the poet, though? Explain that nickname?
No, maybe not yet. Maybe not until we've been, like, on a first date.
Okay. Well, he's good at rhyming texts.
Yeah.
We'll just say that.
Yeah.
We'll just say that.
I think it's a bit obvious, but
maybe we should have done, like, Shakespeare or something for, like, a nickname.
Oh, yeah. But I don't know. That's not that sexy.
That was a missed opportunity.
The poet. It's kind of sexy.
The poet.
A little creative.
A little creative.
Being like, I'm done with creatives. Step forth the poet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, my first boyfriend when I was like 17 used to write me poetry.
Really?
Yeah, it was really cute.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it was very cute.
Oh my god, I used to get Valentine's Day cards from my like little high school boyfriend, and I think I still have a few, but I don't think there was any rhymes other than like roses are red.
That was it. That's not even a rhyme, babe.
I know.
That's just a statement.
I think it was just like roses are red, violets are blue, and then like open the card and it's like to live from blank, like,
oh cute. The thought was there, the effort was there.
It was like, you know, it was uncool for boys to do that back in the day. But still made the effort, so that was cute. I do love that. Anyway, so I've been, so since my little disappointing heartbreak, or rattling, or whatever we said before, I was like, okay, I've got to, like, make myself free and, like, check out my options here. Because, like, we know, like, I've been in Scotland. I love a hot Scot.
We did actually both like download the apps again, or like you still had them and like got back on it.
Yeah, I was just like inactive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got Hinge, I got Field. I was like, what else can I get?
You're going to have to explain to our Australian audience what Field is, because I'm not sure that we have it in Australia.
Oh, yeah, no, you don't, because I tried.
Oh, okay.
I tried to find it. It's not there. Or maybe it isn't. It's just not a thing. I don't know. But basically, it's huge in the UK, and it's basically kind of like a sexual exploration app.
Yeah.
Not just sexual, though, to be fair. Like, anyone that is curious about their sexuality, curious about different kinks, or maybe like specific things in relationships that they're looking for, it's just like a very open, honest platform. Like, people are very like forward, but not necessarily in a creepy way, just in a to the point kind of way.
Yeah, I think it's just like creates a really like good safe space for people to be like, this is me, this is what I'm after, or what I'm like looking to explore, etc, etc.
Yeah,
like hit me up if you're game.
Yeah, pretty much. It's really cool. I really liked it. I've always had like good experiences, and I've got a lot of friends that use it. And, you know, it's just like, it's good fun as well. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fun to like learn other things that you might like that maybe aren't kind of just like super stereotypical, like mm-hmm. not normal, but you know what I mean? Like super mainstream.
Yeah.
Well,
like what's considered the norm.
I guess. Yeah. So kind of just opens you up to what else is out there.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a fun time, but
widen your palate.
I don't know. We'll see if I get exploring on that mm-hmm. sometime soon. I do have some stories from that app that I think we'll save for another episode because
great. We've got enough content.
The content today. But yes, back to your roster. Yes. Updates.
So I've been. I'm just gonna lie on your lap,
please.
So got back on Hinge. Was wildly surprised that I actually found some men that I was attracted to, because I haven't actually been attracted to anybody for a while gearing up to this trip. Well, like the floppy head idiot is always like chef's kiss for me. Like that's like, I'd be pretty happy to like be done with that. But again, like we said before, complicated.
I was going to say, you did say that could be your forever penis and you'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, well, that was the first, like, the first thing I thought when I slept with him was, like the first time I slept with him many, 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 many moons ago was, like, yeah, like, if this is my penis for the rest of my life, I'm very, very satisfied with this. I'm happy. It's perfect. And he knows how to use it. That's what's important. But, you know, anyway, it's not really an option. So, I've had Hinge like this for like a while. Again, I deleted it and then got it back. But nothing's really been exciting for me. I haven't seen anybody that I've been like, oh yeah, like I'd meet up with him seriously or anything like that. So,
yeah. Sometimes you think that and then you chat to them and you're like, oh, this is dry as fuck. Like I mm-hmm. couldn't be bothered to go on a date with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So in the last week I reopened Hinge and matched with a few people, and there was two that I was actually like, this guy's cute. Like I'd like hang out with him or something while I'm here, but never came to fruition. There was one that I was like, okay, he's really funny, but he's like in Glasgow and I only had like two nights and I was like, I'm not free. Like this isn't gonna figure, like I can't work out like Edinburgh to Glasgow under these conditions. So yeah. but that was exciting just to like be kind of into possibly meeting up with somebody again.
Yeah.
And then there's a TikToker that I have followed for a while. Yeah. And like I thought he was hot, so I followed him. And
he's so hot.
He's really hot.
He's so cute.
He's hot. I was like, I literally just like followed a hot dude on TikTok like ages ago and never really like thought about it again. Just like his videos when I scroll past them sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I awaken on Friday morning to a message on TikTok from him. So I'm meeting up with him in London tomorrow.
Yeah,
so a little date. So that'll be really cute. So but yeah, it was like he messaged me on TikTok, and I'm so bad on TikTok. Like I don't check the messages. I just like scroll it aimlessly on the toilet sort of thing.
I mean, the other day I had asked you how to check my messages on TikTok because she was like, I've been sending you TikToks for months and you haven't watched any of them. I was like, how do I find them?
well, I'm better than Lucy, but I'm still so quite bad. Shocking. So then got each other's Instagram, and then he was like, can I get your WhatsApp? Because that's easier. So I was like, wow, like three different platforms in one day.
Moving swiftly. Oh, goodness. And you guys were like back and forth in it, like instantly.
Yeah, we're still like, back and, but like we're yeah. still back at like the, like I had to put my phone on like airplane mode for this because I know he's like messaging me like probably like utter filth, which is yeah hot.
Same with the poet. Oh. He was literally sending me dirty shit before this and I was just like, damn, I'm gonna have to flight mode before we
I know that. Are you in flight mode as well?
Yeah. I'm like, I can't be distracted right now. It's too much.
I know. I'm like I have to do something other than just like sit here and like text you horny shit all night.
Yeah. But although anyway, we'll be resuming that as soon as we finish recording. Oh my god,
I know. Obviously. As soon as this is done, I'm going to be like, off that.
Back.
But yeah, so anyway, probably not the most intelligent thing ever to be going on a date with a hot, really hot dude like the night before I fly out.
I mean, I'm like so into it because I'm like, please fall in love and then just come back immediately. bring Stella, our beautiful baby puppy Stella, for anyone that doesn't know. She's not actually mine, but she is.
You're her stepmom.
I'm her stepmama. But I'm like, yeah, move over, guys.
I know.
Let's lock this down.
I'm like, just like a little like crisis for me, because I'm like, I know that it's easy for me to be in Australia, but I love the UK so much. I've been talking about moving over here, like back here, for years and years and years. And I think it's finally getting to crunch time where it's like, okay, I really have to be over here. Like, you're here, like, my, like, as much as I love my friends back home, like, my, but, like, I'm just at a bit of a crossroads where, like, all my friends back home are mostly, like, my childhood friends or my high school friends. And my friends here are the friends that I made as an adult. Because I moved here when I was 18. I moved back to Australia when I was 21. And I had a life here. I found my people here. And I don't know. It's just like I love the history. I love the culture. I love the climate. you know what I mean? I love the British lifestyle so much. I love the moaning. I love the banter. It's just, it suits me. And I just, as much as I do love Australia, I'm just like, it will always be my home. But
this is where you want to be.
Yeah, this is where I feel happy. And I'm like, it's just a really sad thing that, like, when I'm here, I'm dreading going back to Australia. And then, besides seeing my loved ones and my dog, but then when I'm in Australia, I'm just like plotting how to get back to the UK. So,
yeah,
I think that's very telling that, like, I know where I belong. It's just like how I get back here and do it properly and put down my roots is where I'm at a little bit of a dilemma.
But, yeah.
So it's to be figured out.
Yeah.
It's to be decided. But yeah, so I like moving back here is not dependent on a man whatsoever. So
no.
Yeah.
It's dependent on me.
It is. You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about me finding a man and falling in love and wanting to move back here. Like I'm already in love with the UK. I don't need any more
incentive.
I don't need any more incentive. The only thing is like getting Stella over here, but we'll figure that out. But yeah, so I'm really excited for this date tomorrow. I don't think I've been on a date.
Oh my god, it's been such a long time.
I don't think I've even been on like a proper date since we started this podcast.
No, you haven't. I'm thinking like even this year.
I think my last proper date was The Athlete back in November.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Liv's first date of 2024, guys.
Oh, my God. How exciting. Doesn't that... It feels a bit pathetic, but, I just haven't really been into it. So, yeah, I think my last date was The Athlete, like, way, way, way back in, like, start of November. So, oh, my God, that sounds depressing. Anyway, so we're going for drinks in London. So if anybody sees me, say hello. I think we'll have this episode out before then, yeah?
I think we'll just pump it out.
But anywho, so that's a very, very, very exciting. So, yeah, I'll be with some spunky, spunky dude out in London tomorrow.
And he's got a really sexy voice.
Oh, my God, doesn't
like,
he just?
Normally, like, southern accents don't do it for me, but the poet's a southerner as well. And both their voices, I'm like,
Yeah, you're right, actually.
Yeah.
And you know what, though? Like, I'm with you. I'm usually, like, I love a Scottish accent. I can go with an Irish accent or, like, I love a Northern English accent.
Yeah, I do like a Northern accent.
You know what, though? I have hooked up with a few Welsh boys.
Oh, yeah. Welsh is cute. I do love Welsh. A fun accent.
I feel like Welsh boys are just, like, naughty and, like, there's, the like, they've got the banter and they just sort of feel, like, they've got this real, like, light air about them.
Yeah.
It's like Dylan Thomas is like the most like famous Welsh man I can think of, but like Welsh men are typically the opposite of Dylan Thomas.
I don't know who Dylan Thomas is.
He's like a really dark poet.
Oh, okay. See, poetry's not normally my jam. I don't know. Do you want to hear something gross though?
What? I'm scared.
Okay, so Liv was out today and I was having like a little rot day because I was hungover. And the poet had sent me some erotic poetry.
Love it.
And I had a cheeky wank over it.
in your bed, I hope.
Yeah, obviously, I'm not a monster, but I just had to. Fucking.
That is hot.
Yeah. Over well just his done. Voice. Like,
oh, that's pathetic. Hot. No, that's hot.
Yeah, no, it was hot. It was hot. Now I'm like, ugh, my mind is spinning. Anyways.
Oh my God. I love that. Okay. Yeah. We are going to get into some reader stories.
Yes, this is a ghost story.
Okay. So, guys, just to preface, please keep sending us stuff. We love your messages. We love hearing from you.
Sometimes we're a bit shit at replying, but we do see them, mm-hmm. and we always try and get them in when we can. So please send them. Like, your support is like, how much does it mean though? It's so heartwarming.
It's like we'll get into it because I know there's a message that I haven't fully read that we're going to speak about, but like. It honestly just like means the world that you love it so much that you want to take that extra step and engage with us. So yeah,
no, we really appreciate it. It does make it feel like such a little like community girls club. Yeah. Yeah, it's really nice.
Exactly.
Which is why we're so honest because we're just like, it does kind of feel like a safe space, even though it's the internet. Mm-hmm. I feel like everyone that's listening is like normally well-intentioned listening. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I feel like anybody who's got this far in the podcast is not like still listening to hate us.
Exactly.
So it's really
lovely.
And do
you know what? Like, Liv, you got a message the other day and it was basically like someone who did start out hating you from maths and then was like been listening to the podcast and like it was impossible to keep hating you. Like, she was like fully converted, now loves us.
And thank you, girl. Yeah. Thank you, girl. Whoever you are, love, love, love. It's so, just, yeah, it's just one of those. You know my passcode? Okay.
Obviously.
But yeah, it's really heartwarming and we love it. Anyway, so continue. I haven't read this one, have I?
No. So this is a ghost story. So for any new listeners, because we haven't done it the last couple episodes because we just ran out of time.
We had enough content.
But yeah, basically we normally do have ghost stories, mm-hmm. ghosting of any kind in mm-hmm. dating, not like horror ghost stories. Although I would read those as well.
Oh, I've got some crackers scary. Of those. I've already told you, but I'll tell an audience.
I'll probably
anyway.
Be scared again. Anyway, okay, so this one from a listener. Story time for the pod. When I was 25, I got married to my absolute sweetheart. We bought land, started to build our forever home, and then 3 months later, he phoned me at work to say he'd filed for a divorce that day and that I would need a lawyer.
What?
He gave me no reason as to why, and I spent years trying to grasp the closure I so desperately needed. I never saw him until I had to sign the divorce papers 2 years later, and mm-hmm. surprisingly, he did apologize. I spent 4 years on a self-searching journey, in and out of terrible dating scenes, and wondering if I ever would have the chance to become a mother and be loved by someone worthy.
Jesus.
I travelled the world, spent time dating myself and finding what made me happy instead of looking for happiness and approval in everyone else. Fast forward to now, I'm 32 years old, engaged to the most handsome, funny, respectful and outgoing man, and we have a little daughter who is 6 months old. If it taught me anything, it taught me to not chase closure. Closure is given when they leave you or disrespect you. To love myself before loving others, in order to do so, you need to start liking yourself, warts and all. To become comfortable in uncertainty, nothing is promised, so stop trying to control everything. You'll only just cause yourself more hardship. And lastly, to trust your journey. It will work out for you. Everything works out. This little glitch is just another beautiful chapter in what we call life. I hope you both find your Prince Charmings one day too.
That is so sweet.
So cute.
Oh and my goodness. Thank you.
Such a hype up.
We won't name you, but we'll just say T. Thank you so much. That's so gorgeous of you to send that
so
in.
So beautiful.
I definitely needed to hear that after last week.
Yeah. And I think like that's so true, isn't it? That like you can get to a point where you're just like, how many more shitty people do I have to date? And is it ever going to, like, come out the other side? And, like, you do just have to trust the journey. Mm-hmm. Like, we went to see psychics this week.
We did.
We are trusting our journey. And, yeah, I think that's beautiful.
I love that. So happy for her. Thank you so much. That's gorgeous. No, definitely needed to hear a positive story after the time I've had.
Something to give us a little hope.
A little hope. Positive stories are great. But what the fuck like, was that husband, though?
Yeah, oh, God, like, I know.
What the fuck?
Anyway. I mean, absolute trash. What was it you said... You said to me yesterday, I think Italian prick made me laugh or something. And you were just like, oh, I just want to find that. And I was like, what? Someone that's going to cheat on you twice? I was like, I don't think that's the bar we're looking for.
No, B said that to you. I was like, there's There's no way I said that.
No, so true.
Not me.
Yeah, she was like, oh, yeah, maybe not. Maybe not.
Yeah, I think she was referring to the banter, but...
yeah, fair play. It was so funny though. I was like, really?
No, you don't. This is the opposite to what you want, Dal.
It's exactly not what we're looking for. Okay, this was just like a little funny one as well. This lady was like, oh my God, okay, I have to share. My husband and I share a Spotify account. He came home yesterday and said, what the fuck do you listen to on your way to work? My podcast came on Pound Town. And he couldn't change it because he didn't want to touch his phone while he was driving, absolutely dying. He did listen, though, and say, God, they should give sex hints and tips. They seem to get some practice. Oh, God. I mean,
I do love that, though.
So funny.
Oh, my God.
I love that, like, just because he couldn't change it, he didn't just, like, switch it off either, though.
I know. Like, thank you for the support, kind sir.
It's another listen.
I know.
Pound Town was like a pretty dirty one as well.
I can't remember it now. I think I'm going to have to go back and listen to it later.
Pound Town was the one that I got unfollowed after because of the, do you remember? We shared clips and it made it sound like, yeah. Made it sound like I was saying that the guy I slept with was shit in bed, but I actually wasn't saying that. But yeah, he unfollowed me on everything after.
His mate sounded horrendous, though.
Yeah, maybe he was in support of his mate, to be fair.
So fair.
Who we were talking about.
But yeah, no. When, like, you're hearing your friend have sex and you're, like, listening for, like, them to ask for help or something because it sounds horrific.
Hey,
it's like,
I thought it sounded like they were having fun.
No, I was like, is this good or is this... I couldn't tell. I was like, is this good or is this bad? So I was kind of, like, listening, like, is she asking for help at any point? She didn't. Like, at any point does she sound not into it? But I didn't hear anything. So I was like, okay, I'm going to assume this is good for her then.
I think for me, it was because I heard it happen like several times. I was like, oh, well, why would you go back after round one if it was that bad? But yeah, apparently it was that bad. And yeah, this is a really beautiful one, I think, to close the show on.
Yes.
This is gorgeous. Hi, ladies. Totally different tone to your normal stuff. I just wanted to say thank you for making me laugh and smile. My dad has been terminally ill and lives a few hours from where I live in the UK. And going to visit him most days has been so, so difficult. But listening to your podcast has brought such a big smile and laughter to what would have felt like an impossible journey. Dad passed away yesterday and we are all completely devastated. He was the type of person to always praise and celebrate the good. As we all know, we build on the positives to provide us with the scaffolding for the tough bits. I'm honestly so grateful to you both for giving me a non-judgmental, funny, kind space to forget in those journeys. Keep being you, ladies. As a mum of three, married, but my job is a separation, divorce, family mediator. Oh, that's a hectic job. I love the memories. Take care, enjoy every second of your trip, and we'll call her C.
Thank you so much, C.
Gorgeous.
That's like right at my heartstrings. Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're so sorry.
We're so sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
I think I can speak for both of us when I say that we're so grateful that you've allowed us to in some way be with you on that journey and alleviate any heaviness that is obviously just engulfing you right now. So
yeah,
thank you. And we love you and sending you and your family all the healing vibes.
Big cuddles.
Yeah.
And yeah. And also I think this is another reason we didn't want to record last week as well. Like, obviously we are both big advocates for mental health and everyone has their own struggles and is going through different things, but we really do want this podcast to be a place that people can go to, like, escape. We want it to be like the ultimate escapism, positive vibes, mm-hmm. like something you can turn to pick yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't mean that everything is all sunshine and rainbows all mm-hmm. the time. Yeah. And that is okay. But we wanted this to be like a safe space to kind of have a little moment of joy, yeah. even when you're feeling shit and when things are shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like a little bit of light relief.
Yep,
so exactly. That is exactly what we're going to keep striving for.
Yay!
Even yes. from opposite sides of the world, we've got it all figured out. We know do. How we're going to do it.
Yep, we've got, well, I think we need to investigate our...
Yeah, we've got an idea of how to do it. We yeah, need to
we've got an idea. We know the technology that we need to use. It could be another situation with the microphones again, but we will figure it out. Unlike our travel mics.
I was going to say, we've just like really lent into just not bothering with the travel mics.
I know. Well, I think we just needed like quiet rooms.
Yeah.
But we got there
in the end.
Okay, guys, that will be us for today.
Yeah.
Us
for this week. We're going to try and resume normal programming.
Probably next week. We love doing our Wednesday 9 a.m. spot, but mm-hmm. This Wednesday I'll be on a flight.
Yeah. So we're going to drop this early as mm-hmm. a little whoopsie, sorry for missing a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll get back to it the Wednesday after, and then should be every week from there going
yep.
forward.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. But we love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Please remember to download, subscribe, leave a 5-star review, although the 1-star reviews are...
So they're sometimes the best.
We obviously love the 5-star reviews and need them, but like some of the dumb fuck 1-star ones are so funny.
Yeah, we love a bit of hate mail, don't we?
Somebody called us unauthentic...
Yeah, which is not even a word.
That's not a word. One shared brain cell, I think, is our favorite.
Pointless and vulgar.
Ooh!
If only. Yeah, one shared brain cell. We were like, you think we have one whole brain cell? Oh my God.
I know. That's
so
amazing.
Cute. So sweet.
And it's like we keep doing dumb shit at the same time, or like saying the same thing or thinking the same thing, or like fucking up the same thing. And we're like, oh, well, it's the one shared brain cell.
Yeah. Like a whole mantra for life now, isn't it? So funny.
Yeah, so thanks for the running jokes to the people that have left the 1-star reviews.
But if you can leave more 5-star ones, yep. that'd be much appreciated.
We obviously love them more, but yeah, it's a good giggle otherwise.
It really is. You gotta laugh or cry, baby. I mean, I wouldn't cry.
We're not gonna cry over that shit.
Yeah,
exactly. But we love you guys. Thank you so much, and we will see you soon.
Thank you. Bye.